what's up, K-pop squad? I'm Yvette.
And I'm Leia.
And I'm May.
And today we're talking about
the people in the Houston community
who have horrible. You're fired. You're not here. K-pop. You're so fired.
Oh no.
No, it's okay.
We're talking about the people in the K-pop community who have influenced our Houston K-pop scene. And one of these people today we are interviewing. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi.
Hello. I am Vic from K-City, all previously known as 1995 Pins for Events. I'm still having that account, though, but it's just for shop stuff. You know, K-City's for now.
Cool. I love your pins, by the way. They're so beautifully made.
Oh, thank you.
No, they're gorgeous. I've also saw when you had like a Scream X K-pop like collab thing that you were doing.
That's totally your vibe, man.
I'm a spooky girly myself. I love it.
Thank you.
It was so cute. But yeah, we have Vic on. We're just going to be talking about kind of what she does and just K-pop in general. I mean, you're listening to a K-pop podcast, guys. I don't know what else you expect. We're going to be talking about K-pop too. It happens.
Hello.
And we're Houston based. Like, sorry.
Yeah. And then we even like want to do and see more in the Houston K-pop scene as we've seen it grow within the past couple years. Like, it's grown very, very big.
Yes, and it has a ton.
Like, how have you seen that? Like,
yourself? From your point of view.
Like, when did you like start?
So I started doing events back in 2021, but these events were mainly like BTS based. And I think this past year in 2023, I've broadened my horizon. Is that how you say it? I've expanded my horizon. There we go. For not just BTS, but also other K-pop groups. And I think it's been very successful. I mean, my events have been successful and they've been great. I love doing them, but I recently did a K-pop market in November, and that was huge. Yeah. It was huge. It was my biggest event yet. Okay. It was crazy in a great way. Everyone had fun. The vendors had fun. You know, I just got nothing but positive feedback, positive vibes the whole time. And then we had soju there as well, which was great. We had a soju tasting booth. And then people, I had a couple friends get into the Jinro frog costume.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
And then a soju costume. So it was fun. A lot of people were like in line wanting pictures with them and all that. It was great. It was like their own high touch, you know?
They are the high touch.
That's so cute.
That's so cool.
High touching the soju.
But yeah, I think it's huge. I've been a fan of K-pop since 2016.
That's around the time I did
too. So I don't know. I don't know. That's like eight years. I think that's 8 years. And it's gone huge. It's gone unbelievably big. I can't even describe it. It's like, it's a big deal. Which, you know, I get it. You know, as a K-pop fan. But especially in Houston. It's like, everyone is into it, which is cool.
Yeah. Like, did you, before you started doing your own events, would you go to like different events and looking at
Yeah.
it?
I was actually vended at events before I started doing my own events. I mean, I still kind of do every now and then. I'm kind of taking a break right now. I'm not sure if I want to do it right now at the moment. But yeah, I was vending at events in, I think, 2020 when I could, because I know like COVID was hot and heavy right there.
Oh, yeah.
But so, yeah, I didn't do it as often doing it in 2020 and then more so a little bit in 2021 because I didn't start doing events until August of that year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What has been like your favorite type of event to plan so far? Like, you've done like different markets, cup sleeve events, smaller festival type feel. What has been your favorite to plan? And do you have one like in particular that you loved the most?
That is such a good question. There's so many. I'm like, I'm going to be looking at my cup sleeves right now. That's crazy. I'll list a couple of the ones that really stood out. You know, especially my family and my friends and all that, because they were really shocked at how well it did was the K-pop market in November. That one was crazy. We had like over 20 vendors. It was an outside event. and everyone was intense. And then we had performers for about an hour, and then random dancing for about 30 minutes. And then we had a huge giveaway where we were giving out two albums with some Jinro products from our Soju sponsor that did the tasting there. So yeah, there was two winners for that, which was, it was great. That one was probably my favorite by far. Back in June this past year, I did a event for, like, event, several events in June for BTS because it was their 10th anniversary. So I kind of didn't want to go all out. And I did this thing, sadly, it was canceled, called a Map of the Houston Tour. I had an event. Yeah, I had an event every weekend at different cafes around Houston. And that was... that was a lot. I remember bringing it up to my family and they were like, what were you thinking? What are you thinking having an event every weekend? You're not going to be able to do anything other than events. And I was like, well, I can't think of anything. So I thought, might as well do four.
That's so ambitious.
Yeah.
Might as well.
So I did four events that month. And I don't regret it. I had a lot of fun. But my favorite one out of the tour was probably the, I had a BTS Army Pride event for Pride Month, because it's also Pride Month in June.
Yeah,
and a ton of people showed up. It was packed like the whole entire time. I was like, oh my gosh, well, I'm really glad I did it. I'm really glad I did it, mm-hmm. especially as someone in the community. I really much enjoyed it, so I'm glad I had the opportunity to do that.
Well, that is so good. Yeah,
that's amazing.
We are also two of three in this podcast are also part of the community, so...
I support the community as well.
Love that. I love
that. But oh my god, that's so good. That's so cool. Even like seeing how much like the Houston scene has grown and such, and what is like you feel, because I know everybody in their own sense, whether they be a host, a vendor, people like us who just enjoy going to these types of events, or you know, having a K-pop invested podcast. How have you, or have you thought about what you want, like, your impact to be in the Houston scene, or even just like the K-pop, K-culture type scene?
Ooh.
You know, you're like, hold on.
Oh, was that a toughie?
An impact. No, yeah, this is kind of a toughie. Give me
it's
a
okay.
second. No, you are good. You're good.
Take your time.
Like, so just like, so we, like, an example is like for, speaking as like what in the K-pop, like, we just want to be part of the community itself. Like, because we've all, at some point, at any point in our K-pop, like, timeline, we were either the one friend that had no friends that were into K-pop, or or you had, like, the one or two that you would, like, oh my god, and you do all the cool stuff with, you know? And so it's, like, I'm in this like, the podcast where we're, like, we just want to be able to talk about it, and maybe somebody who's listening who doesn't have those K-pop friends can, like, relate or... even communicate with us about it, and it just be like a fun part of the community. And that's kind of like what we are wanting to do. So like, what do you feel?
Well, I think at some point in time, I was probably kind of in that situation that you mean. Cause when I was in high school, I had friends that were into K-pop, and then throughout time, you know, they might've lost interest or something like that. And then, you know, I didn't really have anyone to kind of relate to. But thankfully, I have my mom, because she's, you know, really into BTS. She's a huge fan of BTS, too.
Oh
right
my
now.
God, that's so cute.
Yeah, she's an army.
Yay!
But I think what impact for my events, at least, I would really like for people to want to come back to these events. Like, they feel comfortable. They have fun. They know that, you know, it's a safe space. Everyone here is for the same reason, you know, everyone's having fun at these events just like them. So I, yeah, probably to have these events as great as possible.
That's
for
great.
Them.
I love that.
Okay. That's beautiful.
We're all about safe spaces here.
Oh my God. See, like, it's just exactly because I was like, I've never any like K-pop related concert I've gone to, I've always felt like safe or fun or good. You know what I mean? Like the vibes are always like, there. And so that's cool, like seeing like even
I think that's what I really like about the K-pop community. It's always felt safe. It's never felt like, you know, you feel judged for liking who you like or liking a certain song who you like. We may like tease each other about certain things, you know, and disagree, but at the end of the day, it's like literally all love. Like just everyone has love and respect for each other. And I really like that about the community.
No, I agree. I agree. I think that's the best part.
Mm-hmm. Now, with these types of things, has there ever been, like, we've talked, or at the very beginning, we're talking about, like, your own, like, shop, right? Like, your own, what you would vent for. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite piece that you've done that you're like, this is my favorite thing on this planet, and I wish more people knew about it, or, like, the unsung hero collection of your art?
That you want more people to know about.
The underdog.
I know you have a favorite.
She's like, discovering.
That says it all.
So, I'm looking. Because I have a series. And if people have shopped for me that are listening, they will know exactly what I'm about to say. Because it has been popular since 2020, and it seems to never stop being popular in my shop. But it's the Harry Potter BTS pins that I have.
When I saw you made those, they were so good. I was like, wow. I was like, I've never seen a pin like this. No, super cool.
It was crazy. I had to order, I think, 14,000 pins. No, that's right. Not 14,000. My bad. Not 14,000.
That's still a lot.
1,400.
How much stores you got?
14,000. Make it big.
1,400. Sorry. I mean,
14,000. Was it a baller?
No.
It's also really funny.
I had to order...
Where's the storage at? Where's the storage for 14,000 pins?
I had to, like, clear a whole room just to grade these pins. It took 2 weeks to actually get orders out after I bought them. That was how crazy it was. And then I had, like, seven group orders from all around the world. So it was crazy. It was crazy. I had to order 1,400 of them. And I had friends help me grade them, thankfully, because that was going to take me forever. Anyway, it's this first series, but I think my favorite one, which I actually have, I can't show
we
you.
We can describe it.
Sorry,
it's okay.
For the people that are listening. You can describe it.
Oh my gosh.
Right here.
Oh, that is so pretty.
JK, oh, that's pretty.
Because he was like a vampire in it. That if is, you saw that photo shoot.
So, y'all, I wish I could see
this. It's my favorite.
Actually, you probably could see it if you go over to your Instagram and you're like, it's this one?
My shop is 1995. Like, got pins on Instagram.
This pin is the pin of all pins. It's like regal. It's like regal. It's
also,
huge.
It's huge.
It's like perfect for like an outfit to a K-pop concert. Like, perfect. Oh, so cute.
I think it's like about 3 inches, maybe.
That's cute.
But I have
real
other
fan
ones.
Go and buy a pin.
That's one of my favorites, or if not my top favorite that I have made, that I feel like was kind of left on just a little bit. But it's okay. I appreciate everyone that did buy it and did support it. It's great. I love it. I wanted to bring it back, but the budget.
Yeah.
It's a lot to bring it back. So I only did it once.
It is gorgeous, though. But y'all, if y'all haven't seen it, Y'all should go check it out.
Nice. Very impressive.
Now, kind of just like wrapping it up a little bit, but talk to us. So coming up, depending on when this episode goes out, next week, like as the episode's being posted.
Soon.
Next week, possibly. We'll find out. April 7th.
Let's talk about that.
Yes.
April 7th.
April 7th.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
April 7th is the K-pop Spring Festival.
Talk to us about it.
Yes. Okay, so this is our first festival.
Woo. Oh, it's the first festival.
Very first festival, my very first festival. Not my first time doing an event, though, but very first festival.
What's the difference between the festival and the like a normal event?
We're going to have food vendors. We're having a dance competition. We are having way more activities, more than usual, and then the space is just bigger. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be fun. I'm very, very excited. I'm very nervous.
It's okay.
I'm very excited. We're going to be having over 40 vendors, maybe.
Wow.
About 40 vendors.
That's great.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of vendors. And not even just like in the Houston area. We also got people coming from San Antonio or Austin and Dallas, I think. And then there's someone that's actually coming from California.
Wow.
Okay. Wait. They're coming in. I'm just, you know, I'm very nervous. But if you're listening, you guys, Please come. Yes. Please come. Support these amazing people that are going to be joining us for this festival. It's going to be very, 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 very fun. Awesome. I'm very excited.
That is so cool. I didn't realize it was that many. That's
very
so
excited, too.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. I am very, very excited. Is there anything in particular about the festival that you personally are looking forward to the most?
Surviving it.
Well, there's something surviving. Yes, getting through it.
Hydrating.
Getting through it. Because I'll be there way earlier before everyone to go ahead and get things situated. But getting through those 6 hours, yeah, definitely.
You can do it. It's okay.
I'm excited getting to survive.
You can do it. It's gonna be chaos, but good chaos.
I want everything to be a smooth and fun.
It's gonna be fun chaos.
And fun, yes. But I'm very excited about this dance competition. It's very fun. Yeah. I'm very, very excited. I don't know who's performing it. I don't know who's performing it right now. And no one will know until later on. The winners for the dance competition will be getting a trophy each category. Those two categories is solo and group. So each, you know, there'll be two trophies. And then we're planning on getting a DJ.
Okay.
Hope that goes well. Hope that goes, you know, we're able to get that done and get a DJ. Because at my market, we did not have a DJ, and it was total chaos trying to get this, you know, hooked up to Bluetooth on the speaker. That was total chaos. I do not want to do that again. I'm really excited just for everyone to show up. I think that's really the main thing, is just everyone to come and have fun. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Aw, I love that. That's so cute.
Look, if you're listening and you didn't have any plans on April 7th,
come support.
Come through.
You got plans now.
It's going to be great. Show your face. Say hi.
It's going to be at Carbot Brewing Company in Houston on April 7th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if you're tuning in, I better see you there.
Yeah, actually.
And if you're not, we're going to, you know, we're just going to have to, we'll go cry. Actually, I'll go cry about it. I'm not going to cry for this. I'll just be sad.
May will cry about it. I'm going to fart.
We'll be having giveaways, hopefully games, activities, and it's going to be really fun. We're going to have random dancing as well. I know a lot of people enjoyed that, so you better come on out.
Mm-hmm. Come on, show.
I know with the DJ, the music about to be fire.
No, actually. And then, like, to have all the vendors, food, and it being a brewery, I'm pretty sure there's going to be, like, for anybody 21 and up, if you want to get a beer, enjoy the outside, enjoy the outdoors. I'm excited.
Yeah, support Carback as well. Yeah. Support Carback as well. They've been very helpful throughout all this.
Oh, that's good. It's always nice to hear when a vendor, not a vendor spot, like a venue, is really helpful too.
Yeah, very, very helpful.
I've seen pictures of the place. It definitely looks like a lot of space. So I think it's going to be really nice setting.
It's going to be outside of the beer garden, just FYI.
Yeah, cool. That's a good venue, though. Property. I know that venue. It's good. It's good space. Mm-hmm. Leslie, let's talk about who's your ultimate bias, who's your favorite group, like, who are you supporting these days? We want to know.
Now we need the information.
We gotta know.
Okay. So, you know, I started out doing a BTS events. My ultimate group is BTS, and I started standing them, I think, in 2016, before Blood, Sweat, and Tears came out. I know that, Four Wings. So my bias, I can't tell you. Changes all the time. I think it changes all the time. But if my wife were here, she would tell you it's JK.
Oh my gosh.
Standing next to you is constantly on repeat. Constantly.
It's always in my head.
Lately, I listen to TXT. I listen to, right now I'm listening to ITZY.
Oh my god, ITZY.
I'm listening to my favorite song right now by ITZY is Untouchable. So that's been on repeat right now. I want to say I'm a stan, but I'm a listener to
Ives really good.
I really like their music. The songs that I've listened to, there's no bad song. They're very good.
Leia's like, thank God, somebody else can say it.
Finally, someone who understands.
No, they're very good. I also like to listen to New Jeans.
Oh my God, okay.
We love New Jeans. At some point in time, I was a huge fan of Monsta X.
Love Monsta X.
At some point.
I can't wait for them to come back.
At some point. And
you're speaking Leia's language right now. XOL over here.
You are, like, you're just naming groups that I love.
I try to listen to as many groups as possible. I also like to listen to N-hyphen. I think that's how you say them, their name.
Yeah, it is.
N-hyphen. Okay. Making sure, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing these group names
so wrong. You actually liked Sweet Venom.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I actually listened to it the first time. I listened to that song the first time yesterday. I did not know it came out. Again, I'm just like more of a casual listener with some of these groups. Okay. So when I listened to it, I was like, okay, I'm into it. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Same. Except for about certain groups too. I'm like, oh, cool. You had to come back. Didn't know. Now I know, and it sounds great. That's so cool. That's it. The plight of the multi-stan.
No, honestly, multi-stan life is hard. It's so hard.
It is.
But I feel like it's harder.
It is. I used to stan
and they
so
keep
many groups.
Coming.
When people who only like are one,
I don't know how they do it. They're like scarier. Lucky. They're kind of lucky if you think about it. They only have one group to focus on. That means they could absorb all the content. When you're a multi-stan, you don't have time to absorb any content. Just songs.
All I can do right now, guys. Bam, bam, bam. We end up like usually talking about it. Either always find NCT always find their way into our podcast. It's either we're always
or ATs,
or I think they're the big one that we or AT. Oh my god, it's either ATs or NCT, and we're like, guys, we promise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like,
actually, artists,
the ones that
are like
just pop up automatically.
The ones who are up here, but
we're big in citizens. I
it's
think
not a problem.
A problem.
I can quit anytime.
Okay.
It's even here. SBC has no business being here right now, and yet they're here.
I can stop anytime I want. Leave me alone.
Fuck. Oh, alrighty, Leia, Yvette, anything else before we like wrap up?
No, I had fun today.
Oh, also, guys, wait a minute before I forget to talk about it. So as we've been talking about this festival happening on April 7th at Carbrad Brewery in Houston, Texas.
To 6.
12 to 6. Okay, sorry. Make sure we've had time right.
In the afternoon.
Between we don't have definitive times yet, but at some point between 1 and 3, maybe. Or you should just go to the whole event
tentative.
All day with us. But we will be having a panel. We will be hosting event with y'all. Woo! So whether it be we may come out, just have a good chat with us, or we're maybe doing a trivia type game, like in one of our episodes. But
yes, come say hi.
Us. We're like, honestly,
support, have fun. It's going to be a great time. I'm very excited.
It's going to be so much fun. guys, please be gentle with us. This is going to be
our
first
festival.
Time, like, really out there like that is our first festival too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So come support, come have fun, come say hi to all of us. And y'all, I'm not gonna lie, I saw the message, I was like,
really?
Wait a minute, huh?
It was surprising.
Like, it was cool. I'm very excited.
Nope, it was
screaming.
Not
yeah, we were
screaming
actually
and
like
giggling and all the things. Very excited.
Also, we have to announce
oh yeah,
MC.
Who's the MC?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. It's me. It's me.
May is going to be an MC. May is going to be an MC.
Yeah, I will be y'all's MC. I'm super, super, super excited. Slightly terrified, but also
you'll do
very
great.
Excited.
You'll do wonderful. So, you'll be fine.
Do great,
we'll
sweetie.
Do all great. We'll all do great together.
You're a star. Yeah, so this is going to be a very fun event.
It's going to be really fun. And if you find us, come find us. We'll give you, if you tell us that you listen to our podcast, this is how we know you're listening to us right now. If you hear us,
what's the code word?
Talking to you right now in your ears. Come stay. The code word is
sticker.
Sticker. Hey, if you come through and you don't even have to say sticker, if you do, we know you're a Freel fan. We know because you get it.
And if you do, we'll give you a special little prize. We don't know what the prize will be yet. We'll give you a little prize and a.
It might be a sticker.
It will be stickers, most likely.
Stickers, a sticker.
I have BTS stickers. I have BT21 stickers, actually. That'll be really cute, guys. So you should come find me. But if you do, you can also pick which. We have business cards, photo cards. If you know, you'll know.
They don't know.
And you can pick,
but they will know.
Pick which one you want.
Soon enough.
You will know.
Soon enough.
That means you have to go to the event. So if you want to see us, you want to see Vic, you have to be there. Come through.
Yeah, just make it a whole
It's going to be fun, guys. It's a summer day.
I have
Do it.
I have friends who have been talking about wanting to go to those type of things.
I'm literally.
Here you go. And they're like, well, I have a little sister. I'm like, bring your little sister. Have fun.
It'd be a good time.
What about, like, whoever? I'm like,
oh, yes. I should probably announce this since I know people are going to ask. The event is free. Completely free. There are no excuses. You need to come.
Yes.
No reasons. It is a free event.
Bring some water, some sunscreen, and come through. It's going to be great.
All ages welcomed.
Yay!
It's going to be a family event. Yes. Anyone can come. Yeah.
But super cool. Well, Vic, thank you so much for being on.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I had a blast.
Yeah. And then, like we said, guys, we'll have details in the description. Follow K-City Events on Instagram if you want to know details.
Exactly.
Follow us too. Shoot.
Follow all the girlies, all the ambitious girlies out there. Follow.
Yes, you got to.
But it was so great talking.
It was so great being here. You're very welcome. You are right. It is a safe space for real.
Oh, what did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I said it's a safe space.
You still can't hear? She said it was a safe space. She said, y'all are right. It is a safe space. Listen up. Open your ears.
Okay.
Open your ears.
I'm going to record it now. I'm going to let the outro do its thing.
If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast so we can reach more K-Pop fans.
Follow us on Instagram at whatinthekpop_podcast for all the updates. If you want to contact us, you can send us a DM.
Thank you, K-Pop Squad, for listening. And we hope you all have a wonderful day or night. But most importantly, remember to
live your best K-Pop life.
Bye!